Okay, welcome to our teleconference, which is titled Peace in Action, Creating a World of Love and Justice Beyond the Dance Circle. Our guest speakers are Helga Schley from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and Tajali Tolan of Evansville, Wisconsin. I am Jane Skye, and I'm from Sparta, Michigan, and will serve as a moderator. Thank you all for your participation and presence in this teleconference. So, Helga, you can begin now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Jane. And I really wanted to thank you for this, and Jen, and everybody who's been involved with this. What a kind, kind thing to do and for peace in the world. And so my gratitude to you. And so I'm going to give you just a little bit of background of how I got into all this and some of the projects that have been going on. And the profound wish for peace that I think has come about from a lot of the things that have happened in the U.S. From before and happening now. So, well, I told a little bit about how I got into the dances before some of you weren't aware of it, but I asked the universe to put me where I could be of use. And the dances was put upon me, I have to put it that way. They were shown to me and through the grace of Christina and Sadi. So when 9/11 came about, there was a profound, deep wish in everybody to do something, in myself included. And I had been working, doing art projects, and I had been doing the dances. And it occurred to me to create small mandalas of wishes to send to New York so that we could express our sincere commitment to be with them at that time and our wishes for peace. So I started doing workshops just around people, everybody helped, and we had 400 people. 400 people joined us.
Ronnie Joralia from Calgary.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Just got in.
So, yeah. Lovely. Thank you. So with this profound wish for peace, which I think is the real crux of any type of action where it becomes so unbearably present that the creative force of the universe has to go through you, that everyone rallied around this idea of doing this, and we created these huge banners with 400 mandalas on them with really deep wishes for peace, and with fabric crayon on paper, and we ironed them on. We had teams of people doing this, and I brought them. We did the dances in the workshop, dances and peace dances, all different kinds of dances. Send us by peace, all different kinds. And then we did the mandalas and did the dances, ironed them on, etc. So when I brought them down to New York City on Christmas, it was Christmas at that time, and people were in great despair, and brought them down to the fire stations where they'd lost everyone and put them up in the subways. And people cried. They cried because they were so moved by those messages of peace. And people asked if they could buy them. Well, of course, they couldn't buy them. We just gave them away. But it was profoundly moving. And one could feel the connection that was established between those who really were searching for peace and who had made a commitment to not want to bomb or hurt anybody else because they felt so much pain from what had happened to them. So that was a real eye-opener and a real beautiful thing. And we did the dances in various communities in New York while I was there. And very beautiful. So then after that, then George Bush, of course, wanted to bomb Iraq. And I was desperately trying to rally people to bring together Jewish, Muslim, and Christian. And So at that point, what happened was I had this, out of desperation, this creative idea of how to make communal mandalas so that the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian people would come together and create these communal mandalas together without speaking, just based on our common humanity and our connection with each other. So through the dances and through these collective mandalas, there was this idea, okay, I can do this. And I wrote an email to a friend of mine who, unbeknownst to me, sent it out to her entire email list. And I opened my email and saw that there was the Anglican Church was offering funding and a space for my project, and people were offering support, and they could make the food, and they could do all these things. I had no idea what they were talking about. None. I had no idea. I had no idea she'd sent this out. It was a little brief paragraph, and then I found out that the project had gone, it had started without me. So I guess I had to go along with the whole thing. And my friend said, you'll have 100 people for the first workshop, and that's what happened. We had 100 people, and we're talking about truly, really, the Muslim community, you know, with the veil, the whole thing, the hijab, the everything. And then we had the Jewish community. We had everybody together, and had it at the Anglican Church. We also had the Christian, and we had 100 people. We fed them all. We danced. Thank you so much, Manira, for helping me with the dances, and my friend Marilyn, who helped organize them, to the Anglican Church. And we created many group mandalas, and we ironed them. We used fabric crayons on these large-scale mandalas, ironed them onto sheets, and sent them off to places in the world that needed peace with messages of peace. So that really kicked things off, even though I was so tremendously nervous that I think I remember shaking my butt at one point, and turning around and seeing the Muslim women going like, yeah, and I realized, oh, I'm not in Kansas anymore. Like, I think I have to change my way of working, which I... in my naivety, so, you know, after time I did, I realized, no, you can't wear little strapless things, and, you know, you have to, you know, there's things you have to do. So I gradually learned, and my naivety actually served me well for quite a while, and for various reasons afterwards. But, so then people just went and got grants, because they were so moved by this project, and they invited me to do various things and schools and all kinds of things. And there's one kind of amusing little thing that happened with Sadi, you know, James said, you know, an anecdote or two would be very nice. And I'm like, oh, yes, yes. So one of the things that happened where I had a connection with the UN was I had decided, it started on a very personal note. Gee, I have to make sure I figure out how much time I have left here, right?
You're doing fine.
Okay, so how much time do I have left? Like, we go to 8:20 or?
Yeah, no, go to 8:25.
8:25, okay.
Yeah.
So I decided I should have some self-respect, and I needed some money coming in. And so I asked the universe, I typed it up on my little spiritual machine you know, in my brain, that I should have $500, and then I thought that was a ridiculous amount for self-worth, so I this is a personal note now. Please bear with me here. It does turn into something larger. And then I was in the bank, and it said $10,000. I said, yeah, okay, I'll go for $10,000. So I did not receive that money, got extremely pissed off, told the universe that I'm not taking that for an answer. You've got to give me $15,000 now, and I'm going to go to Montana, where Sadi was giving a workshop, where I'd been to deliver a picture I'd been working on for 6 months on I Am for his CD cover. I Am, try and get a picture of that. And it wasn't working. So finally, what happened was I did receive $15,000, $500 a month for the 15, a week before this conference in Montana. There was one place left, I got it. One place on the plane, I got it. Off I went. And while I was there, a song came to me about this CD on water, on the drop in the water, and how the water comes up and takes the drop. Not trying to get the drop in the water, but that the ocean comes up and receives you. And this is the message that I keep getting over and over again. The ocean comes up and gets you. It's not that we have to get out there and do something, but we have to allow the universe to take us. And I wrote a song on this. And the song was sung. Somebody heard it, and I ended up in the UN singing the song and with Dr. Emoto and many people at the UN, and ended up doing many projects at the UN for peace. So, yeah, the universe comes and gets you. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a little aside.
That's perfect, Aldo, because that's so encouraging.
Yeah, I think it's the will to serve, the will to create, the will to, whatever your purpose is, we all have a different purpose, and we have to allow the universe to work through us for that purpose to be manifest. And it's not so much forcing it, but allowing the universe so desperately wants peace, and there's so many wishes for peace that people have, that we can be channels for that movement to take place. And I know there's people joining us from Virginia and Charlottesville, and you are in the center of that right now, and your openness towards being will allow the universe to work through you in whatever way it fashions. And so back to I was then working with Israelis and Palestinians for 9 months, and we did a project there, and that was a very difficult project as well, because the people had lost people to bombings, and the brother to a suicide bomber. Palestinians had lost all their land. We made lamps out of their deeds of the land that were now worthless. We tore up newspapers from Israeli and Palestinian newspapers. They read each other the headlines, which was difficult but beautiful, and created our own paper and made our lights out of this paper where we put lights in. Then we made an installation mandala, and we did the dances. We did writing, we did all kinds of workshops, and did an exhibition and singing at here in Montreal, and then we took it to the UN and displayed all their work at the UN. And we did many exhibitions for peace at the UN. Well, many, I don't know, 4 or 5 or something like that. And because we had envisioned the mandalas, after we created the mandalas with the 100 people in the first workshop, I envisioned them somehow at the UN, and I was standing with somebody who had the same vision at the same time. We both saw this vision of the mandalas flying at the UN. We both got chills. And a week later, we got an email saying, we'd like you to come down. Somebody knows somebody, and come down to the UN to take your mandalas and display them. It's like, okay, I guess I'm going down to the UN and doing that. So, for me, it hasn't been so much about actively seeking, but allowing peace to, like I said before, to find its way with me, because it exists a priori. Peace exists in itself. There's nothing we need to do to, to cook it, really. But if we can have the intention, strong intention, that out of compassion and love to be active, I think the universe fills that spot with whatever your purpose is. Now, I do have on the website on my website and also on the Dances of Universal Peace website, ways to that I've created how to make these mandalas. And I want to share this with the world because I feel with the research that's been done, et cetera, first of all, of course, it's not mine. It's for everyone. And any way I can be of use, that is, and of service, that is the main important thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to wrap up because it's 8:24, and I want to wrap up with love, and I want to wrap up with peace. And I am so grateful for all of you, everybody tuning into this, because I believe together as poles of peace, that we hold the pole of peace no matter what, no matter who's saying what, no matter who's trying to get you, no matter what's going on, that we remain poles of peace and we remain together like poles in a tent, that we are the poles that hold the tent up. And so I love you all, and I feel I'm very much with you all, and that we're all together. And so I'm very grateful for this opportunity to have shared. There's many more projects I could talk about, but I don't think it's necessary, and there's not enough time. So, but I've done projects with children in schools as well. But if anybody has questions about that, I'd be happy to share about that. Just not enough time to do everything. So.
Well, we will have time for some questions after Tajali talks. And you know, I'm not anxious about getting off the phone at any certain time, so we can kind of let things flow.
But at
this point, if Tajali, if you want to, you know, take some 20 minutes and tell us some of your story and your many, many projects you have going on, and then we'll open up for questions for both of you. And also for stories, too, from the other participants. So,
yeah.
Beautiful. Great. Thank you, Sky, and thank you, Helga. I wish to start out by thanking you, and my fond memories of our working together at the Creative Arts for Peace Camp, I think it was in 2006, and
yes.
Being able to participate, I think it was 2000, maybe 2005, but being able to participate with you. And I remember you were meeting with the UN right after camp and carried the mandalas that we carried together. So my heart is touched about that experience. And again, I could talk on and on. We can talk more later.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to hear you. Yeah. Love to you.
Thank you. So my concentration in life is to mirror brilliance in all people and children. And I've had the good fortune of being able to work with children for many, many years. And about 20 years ago, I was leading children's camps at peace camps. And I think I heard Tasneem is on board with this call. If she is, and whether she is or not, I sing accolades to this amazing mentor of mine and teacher of mine who saw in me what I couldn't see by asking me to lead a dance. And I just didn't think that that was possible with my voice. I knew I had it in me, and I was touched so deeply by the dances, but it took a little hurdle to get over of self-confidence. But from that point on, and during the children's camps, I could see that children who attended these camps responded differently, that they were resonating in the pool of love created by the dances and by the community. And I was working as a family and child psychologist or psychotherapist, and I tried to bring some of these skills into homes that I worked with children, but it didn't take off. And that's because the resonance wasn't there. I could bring myself and my resonance, but it wasn't quite ready for it. So I had an inspiration to bring the dances to my daughter's first grade class. And I remember first day of school, I said to her teacher, would you be open to some peace dances? And she had no idea what they were. And I really had no idea what was going to happen. But she said yes. And between that first day in September and February 12th, I think it was, or that week, 2 weeks in February of the following year, we had created together, or I had created this program that I would work with all of the first grade class or kids who were 150. I would have 2 50-minute time slots with 40 to 60 children at a time. And the first time slot, I talked to them about what peace was, why it is important, where to find it, which is inside, and I led a guided meditation, which I'd never done to that many kids. And they were all quiet for 5 minutes, which shocked both me and their teachers. And then led a community art project. We created 5 peace banners that time. And that was another aha to me that it could actually happen with that many children. There were teachers who were helping, but it worked. And it was a really peaceful experience. And then the following week, I went back to teach all of those groups of kids, 5 or 6 dancers. And we culminated that experience at the end of the week with 150 children coming together and dancing, which is the largest number that I had ever led. There were community members from Madison Dance Community who came to help support musically. But what blew me away is, one, the children loved the dance. They were singing them through the week, 2 weeks, and the teachers reported, the parents reported. But when they all danced together, they did it. And this group of children, 150 kids, had a higher percentage at that point of kids with special needs. So they had little walkers, and when one child would stop, either to sit down or to take care of themselves or to tie a shoe or something, 2 or 3 other children would stop. And they were kind to each other, and I was so blown away with, why is it that these children at 5 and 6 years old are kind and compassionate with each other, and what happens when they get older? What happens to all of us? How does that get lost? And so from that point on, I led periodically that same template in a couple of different schools, but it was really 2007. And after being at the Creative Arts for Peace Camp, so a big thank you to Catherine Asher-Rose and the other dance leaders who were there, Radha and Ashera, Aisha, who I also saw a template of integrating generations and having a child-centric camp, which was amazing. But I was inspired and said, okay, I think now is the time to lead an international peace program, start by children for children. And so that organization was born that year, and we brought the dances into classrooms and also mindfulness, nonviolent communication, peace education. And we created 40 different skills that one can learn to be peaceful in this world. And initially worked in Wisconsin again and in Colorado, but also Mexico and Costa Rica and Uganda. And that went on for 4.5 or 5 years, growing faster than I think I knew how to handle. And also funding ran out after that time. But I will tell you, those 5 years of doing that experience, it was such a gift for me, because everywhere I went and led the dances with the group of people, so a big thank you to anybody, including Jen, who was on our staff for the Children's Global Peace Project. Anywhere we went, children asked for the dances. They asked for us to come back. They wanted this in their hearts. They wanted it in their school. And I'm trying to think. There was one child. Here's a story. A child who we went into the classroom in Colorado, and he was resistant. And the classroom sizes were 30 to 40 kids, and he would be a little disruptive. And we didn't really have the buy-in from the teachers yet, so it was our team that was really helping to infuse this project. We went in, taught the dances to the kids, but also went in weekly and spent 45 minutes to an hour with different classrooms. And this particular child was resistant, and we just kept coming back and affirming him, noticing his goodness. And at the end of the year, I came back to visit, and I was feeling a little tired with the project and all my own life. And I walked through the doors, and it was an inner city school, so everybody that was there was either transitional or from a place of poverty. This child's sitting, he's in fourth grade, he's sitting at a desk in the front, and he's selling candy bars as a fundraiser, and he sees me, and he says, "Tajali, I am so glad you're here." And he ran up and gave me a hug, and this is a kid who didn't want to be touched when we were working with him, and he said, "You're the reason I decided to live this year, you and those dances." And that was a huge confirmation to me that you never know, despite what you are walking into, what kind of environment with the school or with a group of children or a child individually, what is going to touch their heart. And I will say love always does touch their heart. After that project, at the end of that following year, the project transitioned, and I was no longer working with it. We ran out of funding and a variety of different things. But it still continued in my heart, and I was presenting dances at Montessori conferences, and from one of these conferences was asked to work as a peace educator in elementary Montessori school in Wisconsin, and I've been there for the last 5 years. Each year the hours grow. This year I'm holding post of a 20-hour half-time position as a peace and mindfulness educator, where I am grateful to bring in the dances and peace songs to children. And it happens, I have 70 kids, and I see them 2 or 3 times a week. And it is a privilege and a gift to be able to, if you remember, and I'm remembering this moment, that first resonance of how am I going to do this? I feel like children would really resonate from this calling to now. I think our world and our culture is seeing, as Helga mentioned, the science behind mind, body, spirit-based practices and movement, yoga, mindfulness, and now the doorway is opening really wide. There's so many stories to share. I'll share 2 more. I'm not watching my time.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine, Tajali.
Great. Maybe before I tell those 2 stories, I will share that the template of the practice, the peace education program that I utilize with children, there's 3 teaching tasks or goals. Peace within, peaceful words and actions, and building peacefulness in our communities, working together with peace. And from that, as I shared with you, using nonviolent communication awareness skills and the dance and songs, I start out each one of my classes with a circle, a connecting. We'll hold hands. We will sing a song and or do a dance. Sometimes I don't have the space to do a dance, but the children who know them want them. They always ask, "Can we do Ama Mama?" or "I Open My Eyes." So we start out with a dance or a song, and then I offer a mindful practice, and then our lesson. And sometimes the lessons are born out of the dances. Like we circle around the boundaries of the earth. I teach from Black Elk's medicine wheel and his vision that he had and the sacred hoop of life and the black road and the red road, and use that as a template to teach children that, and adults and myself, that we always have a choice no matter what we're feeling at the moment. If we're feeling suffering, dukkha, we can calm ourselves in the moment, pause, and then make a choice of what road we want to stay on. So We Circle Around is a beautiful dance that's paired with that one. Also, Ama Llama fits. I use Ama Llama a lot in the spring when we are focusing on Earth Day and environmental studies. I Open My Eyes to You is a practice that I think is imperative for everyone everywhere, because within it contains the practice of opening and seeing whoever is there with you and opening your heart, and this intention of doing this together. Let's see. I'm pausing so that I don't get ahead of myself. Wichita, teaching of the water, and how things can ebb and flow and move peacefully, and sometimes there can be a jarring or erratic movement in the world, and how do we handle or hold center with that. Altissimo Corazon is the light of the heart. I teach children about the love light that's within their heart, and that's often paired with this little light of mine. So those are just, oh, there's two more that are part of my yearly packet. They happen every year. May I peace steps upon the earth, and then the mind can go in a thousand directions. So those are a few of the dances. We have a collection that we have used with children that we know work. So one of the stories that I want to share happened with when I was presenting at a university of Wisconsin for a family dance, and so it was a group of people that I didn't know at all. I'd asked some of our dance leaders and some of our community members who had kids to come and be there as helpers, but it was a cold group, which I'm cautious in leading with cold groups because, I mean, I'm not cautious, I do it, but I'm aware that I really need to hold the center of acknowledging every culture that might be present, whether I know it or not, and to speak from the heart of peace, because so much of what we live in our world is about separatism and finding differences and being afraid of those differences. And I'll sneak in one other story, is that I was teaching children's files, which is another staple in my practice. And one of the parents who was in a foundation of evangelical Christian heard me teach, because I taught it to the whole entire school and parents for our assembly that we had one time in January, and she was upset because she thought I was trying to teach the children Buddhism, and actually secretly wanted me to be let go of because it was going to ruin the school. And I will tell you what happened after that, is that the principal of the school, who hired me and was so dedicated about the integration of dances of peace and peace education, she got together with her whole entire staff, and they wrote a Peace Foundation's ethic code and claimed their school as a school of peace, and wrote what were the needs of each developmental stage and how to weave in the peace curriculum that I had cultivated into each grade level, which was such an affirmation for me. I felt so grateful and blessed to find this administrative support. And I will say that she and I now present at conferences about the practice of administration, working with people outside or inside the district to help integrate a peace education curriculum. So I think the last story that I'll end with, because I want to be mindful of our time, is that at this community dance at the university, I had been leading, and I'd led one by one, and Wichita, and Funga Alafia, and Children's Vows, and I had, I was pausing for a moment, and one of my dance mentees who was there said, lead We are saying thank you, which I learned from Jen Friedman. Thank you, Jen. We are saying thank you. That one. And then we did it in different languages, and we asked the whole community to share that song in their language. And there were Spanish and Hebrew, and there was a woman from Pakistan, and she sang it in Arabic. And as soon as she sang it in Arabic, I thought, we need to do Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. And I like to lead that dance, but I have to wait to be given permission to lead that dance with the children and with the communities. But I was told, lead that dance right there. And so I said to the group, I would like to lead this dance. And there's only two words in it, Allah and hi. And I didn't get hi out of my mouth. And a 13-year-old, I learned later, she was 13, a young woman's hand shot up, and she said, how can you say that word? I said, what word? She said, Allah. It's what it means, hate. It means that we want to destroy other people. And I said, oh, thank you so much for that question. That is such an important question. And I will tell you something. We as human beings, especially adults, are not very good at peacemaking, at accepting other people's differences and other ways of practicing peace. And Allah actually means unity. It means all the characteristics of God as we know, and God has so many names. It means all those characteristics in one. And sometimes people use words either in the culture or out of their culture with disrespect. And I'm sorry if you've heard something different, but this is really one of the highest dances and prayers of peace that we could do. And I'm wondering if you'd be willing to join us. And she did. And we did. And so I led the dance and then led Ama Lama, I think, after that. And then afterwards, the woman who's from Pakistan came up with tears in her eyes and she said, thank you. No one has ever spoken like that about my faith. And I was just thanking God that God gave me the words at that moment, because it wasn't me. It's what the dances in this lineage and all of you, we carry together. And then the teenager came up to me and her mother and thanked me too. And she said, I guess I have some reading and learning to do. So I left that day feeling as a humble servant of God that I had done my work, and continue to remember these moments. Every moment is an opportunity to face something that might be oppositional in a classroom, with a child, with a teacher, with a community member. But it's also an opportunity for me to show up in love with peace. Amen. And I think I'll pause right there.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, this is Jane, and that's just wonderful. Both Helga and Tajmi, thank you both so much. It's beautiful. I'm so happy to hear both of you share your stories. So I'd like now to invite people, and if it's quiet at your house, I think it'd be fine to unmute your phones, because you might want to speak, you know, a little more spontaneously, and it does take a little second. But if you just want to ask a question, and if you do share a story, again, you know, be mindful of the time, and that we have more than 20 people on the phone call now, I think. So I think it'd be perfect to share some stories, but just, you know, keep them shorter. So let's just begin. Anybody want to be first?
This is Ronnie Joy in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hi, Ronnie Joy.
Hi. I led a dance as part of our anti-oppression rally. It was to deal with the racism, the anti-Islamic racism, and there had been some white power groups that had organized gatherings in Calgary. It happens here in Canada too. and a number of the groups had organized. It was a beautiful event. It actually was, the anti-oppression was sort of what brought people together, but the whole focus was on peace and unity. And we had a large community choir with people from 7 different choirs singing together songs of peace and hope, ending with this little light of mine. I was asked to lead a dance at the end. And I'm being mentored in Dances of Universal Peace. I also lead Sacred Circle Dancing. And there's a beautiful dance called Circle Round for Freedom, Circle Round for Peace, with very simple movements. And we didn't have people to sing it live, but we had a beautiful recording. And there was about 150 people there, including people in wheelchairs. And it was, and a few other dancers were there to help. And we, at the end, we gathered everyone gathered in one large circle, and we danced together. And there was this amazing moment when we went into the center with our hands raised in hope for the children of our children, keep the circle whole. And it was just magnificent. And it just brought everyone together with the energy of peace and unity and hope. And it was transformative. I guess somebody produced a video that I've yet to get hold of, but they integrated the dance with some of the live singing. And I mean, I've seen it this time and other times when I've been able to lead dancing at large interfaith gatherings, that it just, because it brings people into their bodies and it integrates their spirits and their minds, and it's just the most beautiful thing that we can do. And so, yeah, so that's just one small example of it.
Thank you, Ronnie. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And just remind everyone to unmute your phone. You just press *6. Does anyone else want to jump in?
Jane, can I respond to Ronnie?
Sure.
Ronnie, I'm going to be in Calgary presenting dances at a Montessori conference in middle September. So let's connect.
Oh, my goodness. Who is this speaking?
This is Taja Lee.
Taja Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, so oh, my
we'll
gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just connect at the end of the call?
Yes.
Wow. I look forward to meeting you. How wonderful.
Jump in, anybody.
This is Mary from Michigan. Helga, could you sing or say the words to your song about the drop of water being received into the ocean?
That's really funny. I had that thought before, and I took out my guitar. Okay, if you want to hang on.
Okay.
All right, I got the guitar here. Looking out my window, and the cold is coming through. There's a change in direction. Hasn't left a clue. Road outside is nowhere, and there's nothing left to do. Guess we'll just have to see it through. Grant me this prayer of keeping everything in view. The coming of the night and day, those reflections going through. And thank you for the perspective that leaves swelling up alone. For the water is deep. We are complete. On our own. We're praying here together. Sunlight warms the shore. The breeze is no longer cold, nor outside anymore. And I don't know how the story ends. Or if it ends in time, we are the story. We softly. The drop and the sound. Thank you for this prayer.
It's keeping
everything pure. The coming of night and day.
Those reflections
going through. And thank you for the perspective that feels well enough alone. For the water is deep. We are complete.
No longer on our own. Let the water rise.
Let the water rise.
No longer on our own. Well, I left out a verse for the question of time, so I don't want to take so much time, but that's the first and last verse. So.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, how the blood, that was magnificent.
Is that
a little
your...
different without reverb in my sound system, but
there was a little bit of reverb there, so we might want you to give us those words. Maybe we'll print them in the next newsletter, which is actually coming
okay.
out.
Well, I also month. Thought of something else that I hadn't thought of before, that I worked with the school board for a while, and I have a form for teachers to hand out in their class that is Peace in Your Communal Space, where we ask the students, what would you do when a kid gets out of line, or do you want peace, and how do you want it? And the answers were absolutely amazing. So I could maybe make that form available to people on the website, and also there's information on my website about dances that go with the mandala, which we don't have yet on the Dances of Universal Peace website.
Yes, and also Tajali, you know, we'll talk more about getting some of your things on our new toolkit there, our Peace in Action toolkit. I'm just going to take a moment now to thank Jen and for putting that together. You're so inspired. Thank you, Jen. And also thanking Shiva Dom, because he's the one who keeps our online web page afloat. So thanks to both of you very much. Does anybody else have a question or something they want to share?
Hi, this is Linda from Charlottesville.
Yeah. What's your first name again, then?
Linda.
Linda from Charlottesville, Linda. Okay.
Yeah, so I know that Latifa was leading some dances on Saturday. Is Latifa on this call?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
So anyway, yeah, there was a group that was they were leading a set of meditations in another space across town. Well, not, you know, maybe about 6-7 blocks away from where the rally was going on. And I know Latifa was part of that. It was going to be a day long program, and I was out of town. I was leading a spiritual group at another location. So I know that they did have a presence, and one of my obvious disappointments was how little was presented about the peace actions that were being taken place this weekend. And just want to, you know, ask everybody if there's a way in your community, you know, in the next week or two, to, as you're doing your rallies or gatherings of any kind, just you know, hold not just our community in your heart, but that the, you know, that the greater wisdom and clearing and healing will come from this.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Go ahead, sorry.
Yes, Linda, this is Jane, and I'll just say our hearts all go out to you, all of you there in Charlottesville. And, you know, I mean, that being the focal point for this at this time, that, you know, we're all learning. I think we're all becoming more and more aware that this has been happening and going on, but now it's just coming out.
Right. And there's going to be... just kind of keep your radar out, because in September there's going to be another gathering in Richmond, which although you don't know, you know, Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy. So there's going to be another rally in Richmond in September. I know Hyatt is doing a lot of work there to kind of present a peace presence for that event. So just sort of stay tuned and maybe connect with Hyatt to learn about ways you guys can support her as well.
Linda, I'd like to get in touch with you. We can do something here, send mandalas, do something. I would really like to do something, and I'm sure a lot of people here would like to do something. So I'd like to keep in touch with you if that's possible, and so we could send things and talk about this and see how we can help in any way.
Sure.
So I'm wondering how we connect afterwards. I don't know how that works, but...
Linda, can you just give us your email right now? Because we'll also, if you want, we'll also put that, or maybe we'll connect with you about this upcoming newsletter we have, and maybe we can, you know, include some of your thoughts and some of those things that you were talking about in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable with that, you can give us your email address, and then we'll other people can connect with you.
Yeah, that's great. I know Hyatt's organizing in Richmond, the Dances of Universal Peace group, and Latifah, they both have meetup groups, so they're the ones who can probably best promote it through the DUP community, but I'm certainly glad to give people my email address. I'm in touch with both of them. So it's N-E-W, new, and then the next letters are P as in Peter, R as in Roger, D is in David, G is in Gold, M is in Michael. Stands for New Paradigm. newprdgm@gmail.com.
Okay. So you're in Charlottesville, and you're talking about Hyatt Donna Bain?
Yep. Yes. So
okay.
She's in Richmond. Yeah, I used to do dances with her in Northern Virginia, and then when I moved to Charlottesville and she moved to Richmond, we kind of reconnected. So.
And this is maybe a little off the topic, but I think Pierzia has recently moved to that area. I can't remember where, but...
Yep, it's in Richmond.
He's where?
He's in Richmond.
Pierzia is right in Richmond. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew it was
that worked out.
Big, but I didn't know he's right in Richmond. Wow. Because he just moved there.
July. Yeah, I think it was July. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. Well, we're really with you, Linda, honestly.
Thanks.
Can it keep you in our thoughts and get people around here to really, we'll get have a gathering. I would love to talk to you as well. And whatever we can do to help support you, I really want you to feel that we're there with you, because we're all thinking about this. It's not just a local thing where everybody is, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's the main thing, is that, you know, this could happen in any – I lived near Blacksburg when the whole Blacksburg Virginia Tech shooting happened. So it's like this kind of, you know, any kind of spark can happen in any community. So the more that we can, you know – shed light, spread light, it's going to build up each community, you know, as we can do these programs in our own communities everywhere we are.
Absolutely. That's where our strength is, in our unity and in our diversity.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else who'd like to, it's a little bit after 9, but if people want to stay in the call about 15 more minutes, I can do
that. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, this is Elizabeth, and I just had one quick thing to say, is that I'm going to get off this call to go and stand in a candlelight vigil and probably lead a dance there. So, Linda, I'll be thinking about you there in just about half an hour here. And I'm in near Seattle, so.
Thanks.
So we're definitely thinking and sending you love and light.
Thanks.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Hi,
James.
This is Tasneem. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Tasneem.
Tasneem. Okay.
Yeah. Just excuse my throat because it's a little bit raw.
Yeah, it's okay.
First of all, to both Helga and Tajali, a deep thank you from my heart. As I heard how each of you has expressed your own personal longing, craving for peace, and putting that into action in the lovely ways that you've done it, it just felt like an infusion of hope as I listened to each of you. So thank you for that very much. And the other thing is, you know, not to get all mushy, but almost feeling a sense of teariness coming upon me as I hear the work that you're doing, and it's, you know, 2017 now, and I get tongue-tied. Just, you know, Sadie and I started this in 1982 and had absolutely no inkling of what would unfold almost, and as Helga was saying, it's in the space. It wanted to be born. You know, it just needed some midwife to come and be there. So what has happened? I'm speaking as a person who has looked down the road, can look down the road that many years and see what has happened, and it's astounding. Praise God.
Mm. Praise Allah.
So thank you. Thank
you've
you
been a
for
mentor
considering.
Too, Tasneem. Oh my gosh, I never ever forget you leading the Kalama in a way I have never experienced before. That we were all prophets, and your explanation of that has stuck. It just went so deeply into my soul. I will be forever so grateful for that.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I was just in Germany with Sadi at the Ruhaniyat Summer School, and again had a very similar experience of not only, I mean, here we are speaking in you know, North America, and over there in Europe, to see how the message went, you know, traveled, jumped onto another continent and spread through other countries all around the world, and I know of a time when there was no knowledge of Murshid Sam, no knowledge of dances, no knowledge of Tasawuf Sufism as brought by Pure Murshid at all in these places, except where Pure Murshid may have been there, you know, if, you know, the work in Holland and France and England, etc. But I can look back upon the birth and the growth of this movement for humanity, and I'm just grateful. To you, each, whoever's here listening to me and those who are not on our call, I'm grateful to everybody who's blossomed this seed into this magnificent sharing for humanity. Thank you.
Mm. Well, thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you all.
Alhamdulillah.
Yahoo,
Tasneem. Ya Allah.
Oh, I feel that deep in my soul.
Yeah. Your love is so evident in hearing you. All of those who've spoken, you know, the heart comes through really clearly, and how blessed we are to know each other in the way that we do.
And this is Jane again, and I just have to say also, you know, everyone keeps talking about, you know, the flow coming to us and the peace coming to us. And I just have to get back to this, what we were talking about with Richmond and the birth of the Confederacy there and the coincidence of Pirzia moving there this summer. And to me, that's another example of that the love comes, maybe even before it's there always. But we don't see it maybe until there's some reason for us to become aware of it. But I think that, you know, we all can take, I love your choice of words, infusion of hope, because I really very much think that that's what this is all about for all of us. When we all hear each other share, that it is a big infusion of hope. And But anyway, we have a few more minutes. Does anybody else have something they want to say?
It's Ronnie Joy again. I just feel really blessed to be part of this call, very humbled. And it's just beautiful to hear the work that's going on. And I've known for, well, that this is how we spread the peace and how we become the peace. And it's just beautiful to hear people's experiences and courage.
This is Jen. Jane.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Yes, you too.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. May I just say, I'll just put in a little plug from the office of DUPNA. And just say that if you haven't seen this new Peace in Action Toolkit, we have this lovely resource now on our website. And Helga's project, her mandala project, is the first project that we're featuring in this Peace in Action Toolkit. And we'll be featuring projects throughout the year. And it's really a place where we can say, or we can have resources for projects that people are already doing throughout the region that integrate the dances in some way. And these are projects that we want to give you the tools and give other dance organizers and leaders the tools so that they can perhaps, if they're inspired and interested and they feel like they'd like to do something like this in their community, something like Helga's project, which is the first one, that you can go to the website and kind of find what you need in order to implement that project in your community. So that's there on the website, and I believe, gosh, I can't remember right off the top of my head, where it's under resources. If you go to dancesofuniversalpeacena.org, and you click on resources, and then the Peace in Action Toolkit, and you'll be able to see that. And I think what we'd like to do is put those other resources that Helga mentioned, we'll include that under her project on that page. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd like to ask is that if anybody, we've already talked about some dances that work well in community settings for social action, so you're always welcome to email me in the office and tell me the dances that you're using in your communities and how they've worked. And we'd like to put together a comprehensive list of dances to also include on this page. So if you have ideas and you have thoughts and dances, please send them to me. And if you think that there's a project in your community that you're doing or someone else is doing that you think others would like to know about, you can also send that information to me in the office, and then we'll work on, you know, sharing that information with the rest of the community so that it's available. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's really going to be a great toolkit, and it's going to grow. And we'll have a really good, maybe interactive, you know, people will be able to hear, you know, see each other's email addresses and, you know, be able to keep the flow going, you know, make connections through that. So.
And thanks to Jen for all that work. Oh, my God, Jen, amazing. That's really incredible. And to reiterate also that the list for the dances that go with the mandalas are on my website. So if you're looking for that, then you can just check in with that as well.
Great.
Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you. You really, I'm blown away.
It was meeting you, Helga, in Mexico at the dance camp in February that inspired me. And so I'm really grateful for that meeting. It was very serendipitous.
That was kind of the source of this phone call, right? So, well, folks, it's almost 9:15, and maybe one more person has something they want to share, and then we'll probably wrap it up.
Actually, Taja Lee, could you just give me your information, and I could call you after the conference call is over?
Sure. It is 608-712-6732.
608-712-6732. Okay, thank you so much.
And this is Taja Lee. I heard
the woman from Charlottesville, and it has been on my heart all weekend long as I've been communicating with Jennifer Latifa. And I really heard that there isn't much focus on what we are doing. I know within our organization we are, and with the toolkit, but I'm thinking that we have a Facebook page, the Dances of Universal Peace Facebook page, and I'd like to encourage everyone to post there.
Thank you, Tajali. That's a very good suggestion. Thank you so much for remembering that. That's important.
Perfect. Yes.
Well, not everybody can post on that, though, right, Jen?
Anybody can post, but it won't show up in the main feed, so the administrators can repost to the main feed, and then everybody'll see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody can post.
This is Rachmana, and I just wanted to throw in a reminder about the Parliament of World Religions, that people are thinking about activities and places where the dances can be shared. And I know there's a post on our Facebook page about the Parliament, which will be held in Toronto next fall. But tickets are on sale, and I know different organizations are organizing group discount rates. So you might want to check that out. The one in Salt Lake City a couple of years ago was really amazing. We had a tremendous presence of the dances, and Sir Shabda was there talking about Sufism, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, that's November 2018 in Toronto.
And on that note, the Madison community is offering a group rate. And so if people are interested in getting in on the group rate, they can contact me. And I think I will, I don't know, we'll find a place for me to post my email address somewhere.
I'm going to do a little blurb on this telecom on the newsletter that's going to come out the end of August.
Okay.
So I will probably, you know, I will put yours and Helga's contact information in that.
Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, this is Jane again, and I just want to thank everyone who's been on this call for your participation, your presence. We all feel the soulfulness coming through the invisible wires here connecting all of us. And, gosh, there's so many people to thank, but I want to thank Mariah, who I haven't thanked yet, who is the president of our board, and she supports and helps all of us. And Jen, of course, is our administrator. And again, Shiva Dham for his work on that website. And Tasneem for all you've done all these gazillions of years. And everybody on this phone call. And Helga and Tajali especially. We really, really appreciate and learned a lot from you and inspired by you. So and unless there's something very urgent, I think I'll...
And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Great job as a moderator.
Yeah, really.
You're welcome. And love to everyone. And we will keep Charlottesville in our prayers and Richmond in our prayers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so thank you all.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love to everybody.
Alhamdulillah.
Blessings, everybody. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.